This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If your idea of heaven is a perfectly risen sponge, that's certainly mine, or nailing the Lamington Challenge, you're not alone. The Great Australian Bake Off is back and casting for a brand new season. But before we meet the next batch of bakers, we're catching up with someone who knows exactly what it's like to step inside the famous Bake Off shed and come out on top. Laura Fu took out the title in Series 6 with heart humour and some seriously sweet skills. Laura, welcome to Drive.
Thank you so much. So great to chat to you, Warren.
Before Bake Off and the cameras, where did your love of baking actually begin?
I've always been a feeder. It's in my blood. I get it from my grandma and my family, I think. So I've always loved baking. I used to bake for the girls at school and bring cupcakes and brownies and all that. Oh. And then little thing called lockdown came around, and then I decided to level up.
Yeah, it must have been popular in school. I'd want to be friends with Laura.
Hey, I'm not below buying people's love. If that's for a little bit of butter and sugar, I'm okay with that.
What is it about baking, though? Is it the creativity or the precision or just the joy that you reckon brings it to others?
Definitely all three. My favourite part about baking is that I get to create something totally outlandish, sometimes experimental, and people will eat it and be generally happy. And the joy on people's face when they have a bite of something that they didn't expect, or, you know, something that is that tickles their fancy, is a feeling like no other.
Everyone, I suppose, has their signature, don't they? What do you think your baking says about you?
Well, my baking is really inspired by my heritage. So I'm Singaporean. I was born there. So a lot of my flavours are Southeast Asian. And I love combining that and getting to share those cultural stories and those moments with really modern technique and, you know, reinventing the Aussie classics. And that's the fun bit. That's the fun creative bit. So that's for me where it comes from.
Laura, you know what one of my favourite cakes is? I go into the Asian grocer near me. I sneak in and I buy a pandan cake and I eat the whole thing. No one knows.
I love a pandan cake. I make so many of them as well. The best part about them is that they're so light that you could eat the whole thing and not feel guilty about it.
Oh, I eat the whole thing. Don't you worry. And you know what makes it even better? It's layered.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Lots of interest, lots of texture, super light sponge, delicious.
Now, what's it like being in the Bake Off shed?
Oh, it's absolute heaven on earth. Like, imagine never having to do any dish ever, firstly, is just amazing. And then getting to bake anything that you like, anything that your little heart can dream up, it's absolutely wonderful. And the cast is awesome. Obviously, I've made some really great friends with the other bakers. But the crew as well is so fabulous and so welcoming and warm. TV's a, you know, a strange thing to enter into, but it was so much fun. And then not to mention the judges, of course, the judges and the hosts.
We're chatting with Great Australian Bake Off winner Laura Fu about her journey from home baker to star baker and what baking really means. And while you're listening, we want to know, what's your all-time favourite cake, the one you can't resist? So text us 0427 569 949. Could be Black Forest, carrot cake, lemon drizzle, pavlova. What's yours?
Oh my goodness, you've named all good ones. I think I'm a carrot cake girl.
Carrot cake, yum.
I can't go past a carrot cake. I do love a Black Forest, though. What about you, Warren? What do you like?
No, mine's definitely the pandan, because I can't bake. I absolutely cannot bake.
I think that is the biggest misnomer. People say they can't bake. I reckon you can. Give it a go.
But it's quite precise, though, isn't it? Is it difficult to bake? My mum used to make sponges when I was a kid. They were absolutely delicious, but it, like, sometimes they would flop and she, oh, I got this part of it wrong. And I thought, oh, my goodness.
Well, you know what? I think baking is one of those things that you're allowed to break the rules once you know them and you learn them. And of course, it takes a little bit of practice and, you know, you're going to get things wrong. But once you pick up the basics and learn the technique, it is just the world is your oyster. You can create so many wonderful things and bring joy to so many people. It's so worth it.
Laura, let's talk about the Great Australian Bake Off. You won it. How did that change your life post-show?
Oh, gosh. I've gotten some incredible opportunities. I have a second career now in food. I make recipes and content. I work with some incredible food people here in Melbourne. I run events and pop-ups, and it's given me a creative outlet and an ability to do something that I'm very passionate about and I love. Spend my time doing that. So it's been amazing, and I'm so, so grateful for the Bake Off.
What if someone's listening right now and they're thinking, you know what, I'm a really good baker, I make this amazing cake, but I could never be on TV. I just bake for the cake stalls. Everyone loves them. What would you say to them?
I would say dive right in and just give it a go. I was definitely not someone who signed up because I wanted to be on TV. I signed up because I love baking with all of my heart, and it turned out really well. You'll pick up the ropes really easily. It's a really fun experience, once in a lifetime, and you've got nothing to lose. You might as well chuck your hat in the ring and see what happens.
Maria in Reservoir says, my nonna's ricotta cheesecake, no contest.
Delicious. Oh, I love a ricotta cheesecake. Oh, how good.
Yum. Jules says, I'd sell my soul for a perfect lamington. What is it about the lamington that is so attractive? Is it with jam or without jam?
I think you've got to have jam. Yeah. I don't know if that's controversial, but I think you do.
Priya in Hawthorne says, carrot cake with cream cheese icing. I love cream cheese icing. I feel like it's guilt-free. Yeah.
What's not to like about cream cheese icing? I mean, at that point, carrot cake's a balanced meal. You've got veg, you've got healthy
that's
fat.
That's a great way to look at it. Reese, my mum's orange and almond cake.
Oh, I love that. It's such a great season for it now too, because winter is citrus season. So perfect weather for it.
Now, finally, before we let you go, Laura, let's say it's Sunday, you've got the house to yourself, no pressure, no cameras, nothing. Yep. What's the one thing you bake just for the joy of it?
Oh, my goodness. It's going to sound really crazy, but I would go a croissant.
Oh, really? Yum.
Yeah. They are hard work, and they're everything precise about baking. But I've made some pretty awful failures of croissants too, but I just love the journey of it. I just love the focus and the measure and the preciseness that you have to make a good one. And that would be, and they also make a huge mess. So I would only do it when I'm done, if I'd be overloaded.
Laura, if we want to, give it a go and try and get onto the Great Australian Bake Off, what do we need to do? Is it difficult?
Head to, absolutely not. There's an online application that you can fill out. I think it's, if you Google My Casting Net, or you head to the Bake Off Instagram at Bake Off AU, you'll find the link there. There's a little online application, and then if you get a call, you'll do maybe a Zoom call and an in-person audition as well. And then, just take it from there. But, my advice is just to go for it. Keep it you. Be yourself and just have fun.
Laura, next time you make a pandan cake, you've got to drop by the Joy Studios, please.
Oh, happily. Happily.
Great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us today.
Likewise, Warren. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Laura Fu, winner of Series 6 of the Great Australian Bake Off. If you're thinking of applying, head to thegreataustralianbakeoff.com or those other links that Laura suggested.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.